Title: CFPB orders pawn lender to pay $9 million for alleged Military Lending Act violations. Content: On July 11, 2025, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, announced a proposed $9 million settlement resolving its November 2021 lawsuit against a national pawn lender and its subsidiaries. The company and its subsidiaries operated more than 1,000 retail pawn shops across the United States and offer short-term, collateralized loans through a network of wholly owned subsidiaries. The CFPB alleges the companies violated the Military Lending Act, MLA, by issuing loans exceeding the MLA interest cap. The Bureau alleges the companies made pawn loans to active duty service members and dependents with annual percentage rates above the MLA's 36% limit, implementing prohibited arbitration terms. Loan agreements allegedly included mandatory arbitration provisions, in violation of the MLA's prohibition against such terms, failing to provide required disclosures. The companies purportedly did not deliver key MLA-required written disclosures at the time of the loan transaction, violating the Bureau's prior order. The Bureau further alleges the conduct breached a 2013 consent order issued against a related entity. If approved by the court, the settlement would require the companies to pay $5 million in consumer redress and a $4 million civil money penalty to the CFPB's Victims Relief Fund. The companies would also be mandated to offer a loan product to service members and their dependents that is MLA compliant or implement a screen for MLA protected borrowers before issuing loans. Putting it into practice, this settlement highlights the CFPB's continued enforcement of the Military Lending Act and its focus on lenders that provide high-cost credit to service members, previously discussed here and here. Pawn lenders and other small-dollar creditors should ensure their loan products meet all MLA requirements, including interest rate limits, disclosure obligations, and restrictions on arbitration clauses. Categories: CFPB, Enforcement, Military Lending. As seen in Venture Law Blog, Consumer Finance, and FinTech Blog.